This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Josh Widdicombe.
And I'm Rob Beckett.
Welcome to Lockdown Parenting Hell, the show in which Rob and I discuss what it's like to be a parent during lockdown, which I would say can be a little tricky. So, in an effort to make some kind of sense of the current situation...
and to make me feel better about my increasingly terrible parenting skills...
each episode we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how well they're coping.
Or hopefully not.
And we will be hearing from you, the listener, with your tales of lockdown parenting woe.
Because, let's be honest, none of us know what we're doing. Hello, and you are listening to Lockdown Parenting Hell with...
can you say... Rob Beckett. Can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
What the hell was going on there?
The kid tells her to go away at the end. And do you know what? Rightfully so. We've had some kids do much worse than that, and never has the parent gone, sorry?
Yeah.
What did you say? That is totally unacceptable.
Are we going to get sued in years to come for some sort of like child labour where they were used in an entertainment format without any like, you know, it was just sort of there was no pay, there was no contract, holiday pay.
In about 30 years, there'll be a TV show called It Was All Right in the 2020s. And there'll be like comics listening to our podcast going, can you believe they got away with this?
It's ridiculous. Because there are weird union things, like acting unions are way more on it than comedian unions. Because I did Fresh Meat about 10 years ago in one scene. And then occasionally I'll get like 70p holiday pay.
Right.
What's going on?
Mate, I'm going to read you, actually, on that. I'm going to read you my last statement. Yeah. My last...
Your last statement sounds like you're about to end it all. This is my last statement. I've had enough. I can't cope with time passing, whatever it was you said.
Well,
it was
a lot
bleaker in retrospect than at the moment. Yeah. Written down in an email, what you said last week, what was it? I can't handle the passing of time.
Yeah, well, do you know what? My friend Charlie Crosby, Matthew Crosby, in fact, the person who began Crosby's Law on this podcast, she's such an avid listener. On Monday morning, on the morning of release.
Tuesday morning.
Got a text from her to say, she said, I can't cope with the passing of time either.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, so it's good that I'm not alone.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's, you know, is that a bird in the background?
Rob, you can't call them that these days. it is a bird because I've got the window open. On that, Rob.
Yeah, your statement. Go on. Holiday pay.
I'm going to read you my last statement. So we get a monthly statement of what we've earned, don't we, from our agent?
Yeah, payslip.
Payslip. I got some royalties from the last leg.
Oh, yeah. Get you.
So, for the fourth quarter of 2020.
Yeah.
Last leg, series 2, royalties, 12p. Last leg, series 3, royalties, 28p.
Is here like the equation worked out on jokes per episode that get in?
Last leg, series 6, 7p.
Well, what's that from? What are the royalties?
Think how many people have been involved in that chain of that money getting to me? Do you know what I mean? Like, how much paperwork has gone into that 7p arriving in my account?
Well, and also as well, like, who's rounding up and who's rounding down the 15%
agent fee? I should have a word with the agent, shouldn't I?
I have to speak to the accountant on that. Are they rounding up or down? Are you half a p up or down on that? That's what I want to know.
The worst thing about that 7p, Rob, is 3p of that's going to the tax man for a start.
Before you see any of the p.
Before I see any of it, I'm down to 4p.
Oh dear, you pay your expenses out of that. You're looking at a peer royalty, isn't it?
I'm not gonna...
I got four quid because fresh meat was repeated in Argentina. And all I could think was, imagine what Whitehall's getting out of this. Jack Whitehall's got me looking at, what, a one, 100 quid on that?
Yeah, 100 quid.
He's got me, if I'm getting 4 quid, he's getting 100 quid at least, isn't he? Jack Whitehall. Yeah. Wouldn't be a better split than me for one episode. anyway, Josh, how are you? How's your week been? What's happening? We are...
I'm fucking nervous, Rob. Sorry to swear.
We're slightly pre-recording this because the day this goes out, it's C-section day. So how are you feeling? We're a few days away.
Yeah, so this is... We're recording this early.
Yes.
I'm nervous, actually, Rob. I am nervous.
Well, yeah, it's horrible. It's a lack of control, isn't it? You can't, nothing you can do, is there, at all?
There's nothing I can do, Rob.
Shall I do some cliché reassurance?
I'd love some cliché reassurance.
Look, she'll be in the safest place possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's, you know, all the COVID cases are down, so hospitals aren't overwhelmed. She'll have the best care, and you just being there will be enough.
I mean, last time, it was an emergency C-section.
Oh, no.
So she was 10 days late last time.
Classic Rose.
Classic Rose. Bloody hell, mate. Late for bloody everything. Too busy bloody doing her hair, I imagine. Am I right?
Changing
her outfit.
Oh, I don't know about that. Is that a bit sexist?
Yeah, I was being ironic.
Right? Oh, okay. So it just felt like you meant that. Someone that knows you. Yeah, in your tone.
Yeah, I just thought this was the time to bring it up because she'll be listening to this podcast. I'm putting this podcast on during the caesarean to calm her down.
I think it'll be good just to keep it a bit of light relief while she's having the C-section.
Light relief, exactly. We can all enjoy a laugh, can't we?
Is that why you're sort of being quite unfunny so she doesn't laugh too much when they're making the incision?
No, Rob, it's because I'm only being paid 7p, so that's how much...
You know what I mean? If you ain't getting the P, you ain't getting the lols. Do you know what I mean? Exactly. I've always said that. That's been my business strategy.
I'm very nervous. No, so last time we went in, she was induced and then had to have an emergency C-section at... Well,
that's not fun.
For time of birth, 4:25 a.m.
That's not one or the other, is it, 4:25? It's not morning, it's not night, is it? What is that? Just
Yeah, why would you be up at 4:25? Do you know what I mean?
Holiday. It's the only reason. Early flight out that week.
Exactly. And I wouldn't have slept if I was up at that, if I had to get up at that time. Too much pressure.
Nah, you power on, have a kip on the plane, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
So 4:25. I was born at 5 p.m. in the corridor of a hospital because I came too quick.
Wow.
And so I did. There was nowhere to put me.
People always say you're quick, Rob. And you, even at birth, you were quick.
Yeah,
you were fast.
I came too quick with a joke and, you know, in the bedroom. But that's something I've been working on, mainly just sort of breathing techniques and visualizing things.
Think of Ramesh, don't you?
Just think, yeah. Well, that's what I used to do, but that actually weirdly had a different reaction. But yeah, no, I don't think of Ramesh. I don't think of it anymore, and I can last for ages. I don't know what I'm talking about. I've had three coffees. I feel a bit weird.
Three coffees. So
this is about you. It's about you and Rose, though. It's about you and Rose. This is the big deal.
So I am nervous, Rob.
Yeah.
I am nervous.
I think there's nothing you can do now. You just try and just forget about it until it happens, because thinking about it will make you more stressed. And just have a bag packed, get some food and drink for when Rose is allowed food and drink.
We've got a to-do list, Rob, between now and then.
Well, top of the list, what's that? Have baby?
Well, top of the list
Between now and then, sorry.
Between now and then, yeah.
Have, the C-section, I was like, surely that's a pretty short list, isn't it? Just have baby.
Have baby.
Any more on that? You're taking too much on.
Yeah. Last time we had a C-section, Rob, have you... I don't know if you've ever been in a C-section room.
No. I try and get in now and again, but they sort of don't like stretches.
Do you know what, Rob? It is worth it. If you can get in and see one, it's a good experience.
It's a good afternoon. It's an afternoon out, isn't it?
And you know what? You won't forget it.
It's like Ascot. You wouldn't want to go again, but it's fun to get dressed up.
Exactly. It's good to tick it off the bucket list, isn't it?
Put scrubs on. What I like, I want to really wash my hands like I'm in Casualty.
It really feels... I know this sounds weird, I was shocked by how much it feels like an operation, if you know
yes,
what I mean.
Yes, well, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's. I feel much better now. Thank you. It's no different from having your appendix out.
Yeah, yeah, that's all right. Appendix is fine. That's pretty normal, isn't it? Run of the mill.
Yeah, well, I had my appendix out rather than I couldn't do Celebrity Tipping Point. It was a really disappointing week.
Oh, because your appendix, you couldn't do Celebrity Tipping Point.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
never mind.
Yeah. Oh,
you'll well. Be all right. I'm sure you get asked back.
Not so far. No, I have been, actually. I have been, but I was isolating due to another TV show. I'll be honest with you, Rob.
You've had a
nightmare. The Celebrity Tipping Point saga has been a real problem in my life.
Well, I can't focus on Ben Shepherd on screen just because I can never know what he's doing. His waistcoat with sleeves rolled up or full suit. He's got two vibes, hasn't he? Like, this. I'm Ben Shepherd. I'm in with Kate Garraway on Good Morning Britain. I've gone full suit. Hold up. Is that Chris Kamara, Ninja Warrior? Here we go. Let's roll those sleeves up. I look like I'm the manager of Mumford & Sons. I'm pretty chilled. Yeah, I do news. I do COVID stuff, but roll these sleeves up. Let's climb up a fucking wall. I'm Ben Shepherd. Let's do lighting.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
I love Ninja Warrior.
It's great, isn't it?
It's
so great.
Good. I'd love to have a go if it wasn't televised.
Yeah. Stag do. Great for a stag. Imagine a stag do. Everyone pissed on Ninja Warrior.
I'd love to go on to Total Wipeout as well, Rob.
Yes, yes, I would. At Argentina. That is a bit of a... Joe Swash did that and he broke his shoulder and his ass came out. I had to drag him on shore. Sorry. Don't know why I'm laughing. What are we talking about?
They're two separate incidents, aren't they? No. His ass came out of his shoulder because he'd broken it.
He broke his shoulder when he fell in the water or something, like, or dislocated it. But and then they dragged him out. But as they dragged him out, all his trousers and pants come down.
God.
His arm was too sore and he couldn't move to pull his trousers up. He was just laying there.
Oh, my God. The indignity.
Limp, holding his shoulder of his knob and ass out.
Oh, my God.
Poor old Swashy. Anyway, sorry, let's get back to C-section. But you've got your to-do list. What's on your to-do list between now and then?
We've got to sort the nursery out.
Okay, that's very generic. Sort it out, isn't it?
Yeah, sort it out.
Sort it out. Sort the house out. It's been on my to-do list for 7 years. Just going to sort the house out this
week. Do you know what? We're going to finally sort the house out after all these years.
Got to sort it. I'm going to just go through stuff and make space.
Yeah, it's quite a weird list because it's like, sort the house out, buy some USB leads. And also choose a name. So there's different levels of importance on there.
Okay, yeah, sure. My big concern there is, isn't USB-C the future?
What's USB-C?
Well, it's a little smaller USB cable. That's what's going to replace USBs.
Is it?
Yeah, so I don't want you to go too heavy on the USB cables and then USB come out of nowhere.
Oh, okay, all right. Oh, I'm glad you've told me. I'll tick that off my list.
Don't forget the little Android ones as well for Kindle Fires. They're a nightmare.
Yes.
We're very lead heavy in our house.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a News of the World editorial room floor. I don't know what I'm talking about. I enjoyed it. It's just falling out. I've had too many coffees, but too late in the day. So the caffeine's there, but the brain isn't.
Yeah.
No, the energy's there, but I'm not committing to it.
Yeah, fair enough.
What I mean, that's what's happening. Sorry, I'm talking too much. Carry on.
No, it's honestly fine, Rob. I've listened to a podcast. I enjoyed this, Rob. I'm just going to say it.
Yep.
I listened to an episode of the Hello Baby podcast that's hosted by the woman that did our NCT class.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
was all about having a second kid. And yep. that actually I found reassuring.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I would recommend that to anyone. I did enjoy it.
What episode was it?
Episode 6. It was about having a second kid.
Okay.
There was a lot about the first 10 minutes about what you should do during the pregnancy was slightly too late for me.
but the rest of it made sense.
The rest was very useful. I do feel like a lot of it really is really about the first kid, isn't it?
Yeah, managing them. The second one, don't know what's going on. It's like an ornament that needs feeding, isn't it? Like in the first few weeks, but it's the first one that... Well, that's the problem. What I hate is when you get advice or listen to a podcast and you go, oh, yeah, that's what I should have done before I completely fucked my kid up in the head. Brilliant. Now I know. Great. That's great, that is. Because before, ignorance was bliss, and I could just assume that I did it right. But oh no, that's what I did wrong, and that's why that one's mental.
I'm just going to listen to a podcast about how to do well in Edinburgh, Rob. And then...
Can I tell you about my trip to IKEA?
Oh, lovely, please. Here you know, I've never been to IKEA, Rob.
Never? No. Yeah, but your house is it's knick-knack.
No, no, no. Oh, we've got IKEA stuff, but we've all done it on mail order. And now I've never been, I feel like...
Oh, how... Josh Widdicombe, observational comedian. How on earth have you not gone there? It's an absolute goldmine.
I know, but I feel like I've gone there because I've seen so many comedians. The arrows, the meatballs, the diagrams.
I think you could do an IKEA observational routine. That's quite a funny angle when you go, look, I'm a observational comedian, but I've never been IKEA, but I've heard enough about it. I'm going to give it a go. And then you can sort of gauge the audience's reaction. And then, like, if you're getting it a bit wrong, they'll go, what? And you're like, oh, no, not that then. Not that. That's quite fun, isn't it? I'd love you to, I'd love to see you do that in a work in progress.
Yeah. I'm going to do a whole set of things I've never done. Do you know I've never had a Krispy Kreme donut?
I don't think you're enjoying life. No wonder you're worried about it passing. You've done fuck all with it. You've had a Krispy Kreme and been on gear. Oh, my life. Come on. Why haven't you had a Krispy Kreme? They're outrageous.
Do you know what? I just hadn't for a long time. And then I've been in many situations in the last few years where I could have had a Krispy Kreme donut.
All right, show off. It's right for some, isn't it? You're just swimming through Krispy Kremes, isn't it? Just frying them on the floor.
But, Rob, and this says a lot about me as a weird person. Every time I've thought, I would like a Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy telling people I've never had a Krispy Kreme donut.
Really?
More than I enjoy the Krispy Kreme donut itself. So I'm going to keep my record of never having had a Krispy Kreme donut.
I think you're really overplaying how impressive that is as a fact. Really?
I think you might be right.
I'm not like, oh my God, guys, have you heard? I'm a bit like, oh, that's a shame, isn't it, for his tongue? I don't think you can angle the sugar. I think you're too 90s British. You can't handle American flavours. Have you ever been Costco?
No, I haven't been to Costco. Oh,
Josh, I'll need to take you golf, Costco, IKEA, and then for Krispy Kreme. What a day. It would take about... I think you need a weekend for that. You could do that. Costco is a massive warehouse with all American food in it.
Oh,
American things, and you have to be like self-employed to get membership. It's like a cash and carry.
Oh, it's like a cash and carry.
It's like Macro on steroids.
Yeah.
Anyway, IKEA, right? So IKEA, as you know, even though you've never been there, it takes a long time, right? I went with my wife Louise, the three-year-old, and Tom Allen.
Oh my word!
Who's just moved? I think we can talk. He's moved out. He's got a house now. Anyway,
he's told me.
Yeah, he's told you. He's told me. Anyway, well, I know it was in IKEA. So he needs stuff for his house. Right?
Can I ask a question before you carry on? Which is, what does Tom Allen wear to an IKEA?
He wore a pair of smart boots, smart jeans, a polo shirt, and a big knitted cardigan.
Yeah. Okay.
So he looked posh, but it was sort of not on stage posh. You know what I mean? That sort of a bit like a Ralph Lauren advert for a middle-aged man on a yacht.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe. That's what it was.
Can Tom Allen do jeans?
He can, but he wears them as a trouser.
Right.
They're very, very smart jeans.
Yeah.
We're talking bright blue, bright stitching, fitted, nice boot, and then I think it was a shirt or a polo shirt with a big thick cardigan.
Yeah.
And then his coat. Anyway, so how long does it take to go around IKEA anyway? But a three-year-old, my wife, and Tom Allen, we were in there for 4 hours.
4 hours? I hope you had some of their famous meatballs.
Oh, didn't have any of their meatballs, because there's no inside catering, is there?
Of course there's not. Oh, my God, Rob. 4 hours?
Josh, we were in there so long, I saw an IKEA employee come in for their shift and then leave after their shift. And then,
so what did you buy? What did you want to... were you there for specific or were you there for...
Well, Tom Allen has moved into his place, but he's been working loads, so he had zero in his house. So he needed everything. But anyway, we went out and we needed some sofas and stuff like that. So we needed just some stuff in his house. So he sort of got a lot of cheap stuff to tide him over type thing. And so he had a look at sofas, which he's going to order online.
If you buy an expensive sofa, Rob...
Yeah.
When I bought a sofa, I didn't know it takes 6 weeks.
Exactly. Minimum.
Minimum. Those are the longest 6 weeks of your life.
I know. So we went and then he's found what he likes and he's managed to get some there and we managed to order some. So he's getting it delivered. And then Lou's going with him and I'm having the kids to HomeSense next week because I had to tap out. I couldn't do another go of it. So that was. But the three-year-old was so well behaved. Obviously, really? I spent a lot of time in the toy section and getting her teddies and stuff.
Oh, is there a toy section, is there?
Yeah. Oh, mate, I can't believe you've never been. This is outrageous. But there was one purchase, which I think I've got to the point now where I don't even argue with Lou about IKEA things. Yeah. So she wants something, a snack station, right? Which is snack like a little station. Trolley on wheels. I'm going to send it to you. So we've got a snack drawer in our kitchen, yeah? That is a drawer, but it's a second level up drawer just below the worktop. So all the girls... literally open it and lean on it to look in it, and it's gonna snap. I can sense
a snap draw.
here he is.
He
don't mess about, does he?
No,
the snap. So they're obviously gonna break it because that's what kids do, they lean on stuff, you tell them not to until it breaks, right? So I've been saying to them, we need to change that, so let's just put it in a box or a cupboard that's on the low level so that they open the cupboard and they don't snap the drawer.
Yeah,
so she wants a snack station with this little trolley. With snacks.
Send me
on.
This picture.
There's there absolutely go. No need.
So is this your snack drawer?
Right.
Or is this an example of one?
So this is our snack drawer at the moment, yeah. But what Lou's plan is to put in it, all the health fruit shoots need to go in place of water or they're just left over from a party. So she put them in there.
Yeah.
But what she wants to put in there is all healthy snacks that they can help themselves to whenever they're hungry, which I still don't think they should be in charge of this.
There's
limitless...
a lot of, do you know what?
Yeah,
and we fall back on these a lot, Rob.
Raisins.
There's a lot of oatcakes in there.
Well, yes, a lot of oatcakes, but there's a lot. But raisins are sugar. They're nature's sugar plums.
Yeah, raisins are a way for me to give my daughter sweets, but feel okay about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, either way.
And I do it regularly.
I don't think they should just have unlimited access to a buffet cart at the age of three.
No.
They should still be asking.
It does look like you're going through first class on a train saying, choose what you want.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it's obviously going to break. The girls are going to find out that it moves. They're going to jump on it. There's going to be food everywhere. And then we're just going to find crushed up biscuits everywhere where they've helped themselves. But
and how much use are you getting out of the wheels?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why you'd need to wheel it.
Yeah.
I've got no idea. But I'm totally against this purchase, but we've got it and it's in the house.
Yeah.
And Lou knows when a purchase is probably not really needed, but she wants something to buy.
Yeah.
As soon as we get home,
to IKEA for 4 hours and come home empty-handed.
As soon as we got home, she immediately put it up, almost to prove a point.
I was going to ask whether you put it up, Rob.
No, I didn't. She did it herself because, one, she's better than me.
Because the diagrams in those bloody IKEA things.
Oh, here he goes.
So bloody confusing.
Get ready, guys. Strap in for an obo.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what a bloody different type of... I don't really... I'm struggling with. Different length screws? Something about different length of screws?
Yeah, I don't know.
If I wanted a long screw, I'd bloody well... something about sex.
See, the thing is, it takes a long time to get those slick routines together.
It does.
We're rusty. The circuit's shut. It doesn't come straight away. It may look effortless sometimes, but it took a long time to get there.
That'll be good by the tour, though. So look,
as well as your Fatma Whitbread stuff, I've basically
written Whitbread stuff. We're away. Rob?
Yeah.
Can I ask you some questions about IKEA?
Yep.
4 hours.
Yeah.
What 4 hours of the day was it?
Got there about 10 a.m., 10 till 2, over lunchtime.
Did you go for a lovely lunch afterwards?
No, because you can't. Everything's locked. Everything's outside. So we went back to Tom's garden and sat in his garden and ordered some food. But it was, by the end of it, me and Lou were snappy, where I wanted to go to the toilet and the three-year-old needs to go to the toilet. But because of all the one-way systems, they sort of try and force you to go to a toilet about a mile away.
Oh,
and then
God.
I started walking to the one that was nearest. And Lou was like, you can't because of the one-way system. And at that point, I was a plandemic guy. I was like, I am going to this fucking toilet. I don't care what happens with COVID. I'm not letting a three-year-old piss on me because the area manager from Croydon's decided that we've all got to go this way around a fucking shop to not get COVID. Do you know what I mean? Even though we've been arsehole to nose the whole way around the queue. So, and then we had a bottle of water and we all calmed down and it was fine. Should we do some emails and Instagrams?
Yeah.
I've got some stuff here, mate.
To be honest with you, Rob,
yeah.
I'm so stressed, I haven't really looked.
Okay, well, let me take control of this, mate. You've got your C-section. Well, Rose's C-section to worry about. Here we go.
Yeah,
this
it'd be awful if I had a C-section.
Calorie underscore counting underscore Kaz underscore 2021. Catchy.
Oh, she got in early.
Yeah, she did. She got in early on Instagram, didn't she? Got one.
Early adopter.
She got the name she wanted, didn't she? Kaz, nothing gets past Kaz. Too busy counting calories to get on Instagram.
Bloody Mark Zuckerberg over it.
Okay. I'll start trying to think of...
Everyone chuck her a follow. We don't need to repeat the name. You'll remember it.
Wait a minute, catchy. Get on brand, mate. Here we go. So, hi, loving the podcast. Just listening to today's and had to message after hearing Josh suggest swapping sides of the bed might be a good thing because your cot doesn't fit on Rose's side of the bed, but it's likely she'll be dealing with the baby more in the night with feeding and stuff. It absolutely won't be a good thing. I have tried swapping places with my husband before and it just did not work. I couldn't sleep. He couldn't sleep. All our normal comfy sleeping positions were just not comfy anymore. We didn't even last a full night. We had to swap back, so don't do it.
Wow.
God, some real strong words there from Calorie underscore counting underscore Kaz underscore 2021. She's not a fan. I think it's a bad idea, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't. Rose is dead against it. She won't even entertain it.
Well, I've got this one from Martin. My wife is currently... He really got in quick on Instagram. Fucking Martin. At Martin. Jesus. All right, Mark. Fuming he didn't get just the M. My wife is currently pregnant. We have been together 7 years and she has always randomly swapped what side of the bed she sleeps on with no concern.
What?
She just, whatever side she fancies, she goes on.
That is phenomenal. What, imagine living with a free spirit like that.
God, it must be a nightmare. She just decides on the night. It was exciting at first, but a bit of a wind up now. Martin is not happy with her.
It's exciting at first.
How exciting was it?
That honeymoon period of the relationship when you think that it's adorable that she'll sleep. I mean, I wonder whether she swaps ends as well.
I think that's too personal a question. She's 7 months pregnant, Josh. Give her a chance. Okay, so... hi, guys. First, your podcast has helped me stay sane throughout my maternity leave and has got me through many a night of cheeky one-ear podcast listening whilst cuddling the wee man to sleep, so thank you. I want to share my things that wouldn't normally make me cry but did during lockdown. A few days before the first lockdown last March, when everything felt weird and doomsday-y, I saw a cow standing in a field on my way to work... And I cried because I thought, thank God that wee cow has no idea about this shit show that's unfolding right now.
Oh, wow.
The cows have lived through their own things, you know, mad cow disease. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They've had their own problems.
Exactly, mad cow disease.
Well, they probably looked at you and thought that, love that.
Yeah,
that
do you
woman.
Remember all those cows that had to wear masks and socially distance exactly. for a good year, didn't they?
Couldn't go and watch the football, couldn't have a beer. Actually, quite happily eating and drinking outside, though, so that didn't bother them. I also cried listening to the Spice Girls' Wannabe when they sing the line, friendship never ends.
It's
safe to say the pandemic has made me an emotional wreck.
But
it's been a very... I think this is quite important as well, that like when everyone's feeling a bit on edge and a bit stressed, like just because stuff's opening now and essentially, we're all getting back to normal, we have all been through quite an ordeal. I think there might be slight PTSD for some people more than others, but everyone is allowed to feel a bit nervous and awkward about all this stuff opening because we've been through quite a lot that we won't really process yet because you don't during it. It's always years later. So if you are not feeling the best you've ever felt just because stuff's reopening, that's fine. You're allowed to still feel a bit fed up, even though pubs are open, maybe a holiday and all that. You know, it's still all quite stressful and scary. So don't, you know, too harsh on yourself.
I went for a drink, a socially distanced outside drink outside the pub last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm slightly worried about this with work coming back.
Yeah.
But like, I felt like quite anxious and almost guilty to leave the house in the evening. Do you know what I mean? I felt like a kind of, I don't know. When you saying that has made me go.
You were meeting another woman though.
Yeah.
You thought that might be the problem?
Well, you know.
It was exciting at first, but no.
It was exciting at first, but then she came in.
I feel guilty and sad. No, I know what you mean. And it is quite stressful now as well. Like, you have to book a table. You've got to sit here. You've got to sit there and going out. And I think as well, though, we were out all the time doing our jobs. But I think you won't realise it, but you just, each day it'll get easier. And like, I remember because when Lou was shielding, she was quite anxious and a bit overwhelmed going back into like a big supermarket. But now she's fine. But it's that, and it's that kind of thing. I don't know, I mentioned it last week, but you can't worry about that. Worry about today, and then you'll slowly get better as time goes on. But it's fine to feel a bit stressed about it, I think.
Totally. And what is amazing is what you suddenly appreciate as well. So we went to Westfield 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I just had the time of my life, Rob.
Really?
We went to Arquette to buy some children's clothing. Arquette's
Nice Arquette.
It's not nice Arquette, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they are between seasons, so the children's clothes are on sale.
Fair enough.
So I was delighted at that. She hardly worn any of them, but there we go. went to Arquette, went and bought her a book in the bookshop, and we went to some other shop that I can't remember, John Lewis.
Ooh.
And then we had pasta sitting in the car, in the car park, and genuinely, I felt like I was on holiday, Rob.
I know, it doesn't take a lot, does it?
It doesn't take a lot, does it?
Have you gone out on a big piss up yet?
Well, I got quite pissed last night, Rob.
Yep.
8 p.m. table, great. It rained for the first hour.
Yeah.
And I'd say the atmosphere was similar to, you know, when you're at a festival and it's raining and all you're doing is looking at the sky, trying to work out how much longer it's going to rain.
Yes.
And just trying to see it through. But we had pizza and beer.
Legend. Yeah,
legends.
All right, excuse me, are you straight? Yeah, I think you are. Absolutely straight. I think there's a couple of straight honkies gone for a bit of dinner.
Let's
and drinks.
Put it this way, Rob. Tom Allen was not invited.
Couple of straighties out on the beer and pizza.
So
didn't share all your
three,
own portions.
Three of us, Rob. Three of us. Oh. Three bloody lads.
Three lads.
Talking about football.
Out on the Smash Fest. Moretti in one hand, Tinder in other. Let's go.
could see the rain splashing up off our pizzas, which was a low one.
Sorry, that got me. Oh, it's so bleak. Oh,
so bleak.
So the first hour was hard, and then did it get better? Yeah.
So they're closing at 10.
Yeah.
They called last orders at 10 past 9. 10 past 9?
What?
50-minute last orders.
Yep.
So they were closing. It wasn't that they were closing at 9. I thought, oh, well, they have to be closing at 9:30. No. Closing at 10. So had to do a double parked second. Can we have a round of 6 beers, please, for the final round?
That felt good. I bet that felt good.
It did feel good, Rob.
Was you not tempted to go for 3, down one immediately, and then have the other two?
Well, I was already kind of half parked as it was. So I was looking at 2.5 pints.
Fair enough.
But I am drinking faster than I used to. This pandemic, I'm blaming.
Yeah, I think so. I think we, you know.
And can I just say, I'm sure someone said this before. I'm sure this has been said by a better comedian than me. But fucking hell, those heaters outside a pub are not a solution. I don't think your body being cold and your head being too hot is what you need.
It's like trying to grill a lasagna. It looks like it's doing something, but it's doing nothing underneath. Yeah,
exactly. It's exactly like that.
The trick to outside drinking is Long Johns.
Yeah.
Long Johns and a warm shoe.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Because what I end up having, Rob, it's like, I'll go to the toilet, I'll look in the mirror, and I'm like, why have I got one red cheek?
No, John. So how many drinks did you have when you were there under the heater?
Four
pints, right? I've just got a message from Michael, the producer, who you was out with. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's you being sick in the sink.
Yeah, well, we did come home and drank in my garden.
Oh, so you had some more. What did you have in the garden?
Red wine.
How much?
Probably 3 bottles between 3 of us.
So you've had 4 pints and a bottle of wine and you've been sick in the sink. Also as well, like, you look really pathetic the way you're being sick in this sink. Your legs are rigid. Your legs are completely rigid and you're just bending from the waist.
Do you know the worst thing about this, Rob?
Yep.
This wasn't a social event. It was a planning meeting for my other podcast. We were planning what we were going to do for the Euros. On the other... So, basically, I was...
I think that's what you're going to do, isn't it? Get pissed for the Euros. Also, what can you do about the Euros? It's in the 90s football.
Well, exactly, Rob. That's the problem. I'll be honest with you, Rob. When everyone said they were going to stop liking current football due to the European Super League, I thought, I'm going to fucking clean up here.
Beautiful kitchen. Your house is so amazing.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
How does it so nice? My house always looks like it's just been burgled.
I'll be honest with you, Rob. Out of shot. Do you know what we have done?
What's that?
When our daughter was at nursery, we got rid of, I'd say, 70% of the toys that are in the kitchen. And it's been a complete game changer.
Really? So what, where are all our toys then?
A little place called Oxfam.
Also, I think as well, we are moving away from having toys in the front room and kitchen now to like, if you want to play that toy, you can play in your bedroom. Bring it something. Bring it down from your room. No, you don't have to be exiled up there, like frozen, but you can bring a toy down, but it lives in your bedroom. Because the front room, I spent half an hour tidying the front room. When it gets to summer, the gardens, oh, fuck, is that a boot sale? Mate,
toys in the garden can absolutely do one.
Teddy's in the garden, it starts to rain. Oh, my God, it's a supermarket sweep. Trying to save Simba from a downpour. It's a joke.
Now, Rob.
Yes.
Do you know what? We'll save it for next time. I was going to say, and it's not like we're ever going to need content in the next 3 months, because I'm going to be honest with you. I think I'm going to have some pretty long grumbles. But at some point, we do need to discuss you telling me how to promote my book, because I am very, very bad at self-promotion. Because you're very good at self-promotion, aren't you?
You just have to have no shame.
What, Tom Allen's book?
Yeah, just have his book. Just put your cover on it and it'll go quite a good book.
It's so really well.
I do think you just have to don't be unapologetic. You don't have to be arrogant about it, but just keep telling people about it and just be proud of it as you are. It's a really funny book. You've worked really hard on it and you're proud and you want people to read it because you think they'll have a good time. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, Josh.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
You've worked hard on something. You think people will really enjoy it. You're not taking it to an old people's home and just, you know, going, here they are, 50 quid each. I think you should buy it, like you're doing them for double glazing. You know what I mean? You're speaking to people you've provided free content for a year and said, I've got a book here I think you might like. Give it a go. And you don't even have to read it. Just buy it to get the publishers off our back.
Yeah, exactly. Get the publishers off our back. They're very laid back in the publishing industry, Rob. They're very laid back in the publishing
industry. It's very chilled, isn't it?
You're like, I don't think I'm going to make that deadline. They're like, yeah, fine. And you're like, bloody hell, mate, you need to work in TV. They're fucking edgy as hell.
Well, I think it's because if you work in TV, Last Leg, one of the most successful brands on telly of the last sort of 20 years, is getting 7p per royalties. Imagine a publisher that knocked out the Bible. What do you do? I do the Bible. Also, as well, my kids are obsessed with saying poo-poo, wee-wee, bum-bum and bit-bits.
Yeah, and that's poo-poo's huge in this house. I think it's fine, isn't it? They're just into it.
Yeah, but my three-year-old keeps getting her ass out and shouting, bum, bum.
When do they stop doing that?
Well, I don't know. If we base it on her mother, the last Hindu she was on, I think. Malia, 2014.
The other day, what I do with my daughter during bedtime, one of the many distractions is she'll stand on the radiator and look out of it's a first floor window.
Yeah.
So she's kind of framed by the window and I'll hold her up there, right? Yeah. The radiator's off, obviously, because it's summer. I'm not like torturing her. But the other day she was stark naked and I was thinking, this must look very bizarre.
Yeah.
There's just a completely naked person just stood absentmindedly trying to spot a bus in the window.
Yeah, I think put some knickers on her, mate.
Well, she doesn't give a shit, mate.
Even Michael Jackson had his kid dressed when he hung her out the window.
I'm not hanging her out the window, just to be very clear.
Well, it's a bit cold out here, Dad.
The window is closed.
A bit breezy.
Oh, yeah, a bit breezy. So have you got any more emails?
Here we go. Hi, Robin Josh. Loving the podcast. Listening from New Zealand. I'm 44-year-old mum of four kids, aged 22, 20, 16 and 14. The stories bring back lots of memories when my kids were small. I thought I'd tell you a more recent story so you can feel better about your parenting. In 2019, I travelled to the UK to see my family and friends with my ex-husband and two youngest children. Towards the end of the visit, we went to see some friends in Wiltshire before heading to see my uncle in Devon. I've known these friends. I love it when people come from like countries that are like, I know New Zealand's smaller, but like when they've travelled far, they'll just like jump in the car for 6 hours. But in this country, we're like, fuck off. Going to see a completely beautiful place. 4 hours away, leave it out. I'll just go to my local. Anyways.
I'm not going through the Blackwall Tunnel. That'll take me half an hour.
Well, this time of night, I don't care how big the gorge is in Cheddar. I'm not driving that far for a fucking cheese. Anyway, so towards the end of the visit, I went to see some friends in Wiltshire before heading to my uncle in Devon. I have known these friends since we were babies and may have got a little overexcited. We have had a few drinks and ended up staying up until 2 a.m. The next morning, we were due to leave mid-morning. I woke up feeling very average. I hoped a shower might fix it, but I started to feel worse. I vomited, hoping that was it. Alas, yeah. I was wrong. I then vomited outside my friend's house and their dogs licked it up.
Oh, my God.
My ex decided we should go to Avebury. That's a classic tourist idea, isn't it? You're hungover. Yeah. Let's go to fucking Avebury. Anyway, after a windy 5 kilometre drive, I jumped out of the car and discreetly vomited in the car park by covering my face with my hand. I waited, lying down in the back of the car, for my family to walk around Avebury. She's completely tapped out the walk. She's lying in the back of the car.
Oh, my God.
Then started the mammoth 3-hour drive to Devon. The long straight roads of the motorway with the window down should have eased my churning stomach. Unfortunately, only another 20 minutes into our drive, I started to feel very unwell again.
Oh, my God.
My husband was driving in the outside lane. I had two options. Tell him I was going to be sick and pull over. I knew this option would make him angry. To discreetly vomit out the window. I chose option two.
Oh, no.
As I vomited out of the window at 70 miles an hour, my 15-year-old son started screaming. His window was open and now my watery bowel had covered it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Needless to say, my husband wasn't happy with option two and neither were my kids. Definitely not my finest parenting moment, but sadly, probably not my worst. Thank you, Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Oh, my God. Wow. Imagine that stage when your kids can actively judge you like that. When they just go, Mum, you've drunk too much. This is pathetic.
Yeah, my daughter, when I got drunk, we had some friends around maybe a month ago in the garden, socially distanced, et cetera, et cetera.
That's what annoys me, right, before we do this, about that thing of, like, safety. Like, one of my biggest annoyances is someone when they've got a kid that's about 2 or 3 that is running about in a car park and they're not watching them properly when they're getting stuff out the car and the kid's running around the car park. Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God, just get that kid, get all the stuff out before you get the kid out. I saw this kid literally weaving in between traffic, right, wearing a fucking face mask. And I'm like, if you're that worried about your kid's safety, how about you keep your fucking eyes on it in a car park, you silly
A car park is a terrifying place to have a child.
Put a mask on the kid. In an outside car park when they're 3, right? I'm not anti-mask, but no. I'd say stopping your kid getting run over in a car park's probably higher on the list than a fucking bit of COVID. That's my head in. Sorry, Josh. Sorry. You're in the garden, socially distanced.
Yeah, so we all got a bit pissed, right? Yeah. A couple of days later, my daughter, who's 3, says, Daddy, you drink too much beer when your friends are here. And I thought, there's no way she's come to that conclusion herself. That's been planted by my wife, hasn't it?
She's had a word.
She's had a word. There's no way my daughter's gone. Do you know what? These guys should at least, they should have a water between each alcoholic drink to pace themselves a bit.
Get off the Stella, Dad. Have a 4%er. Break it up.
Come on. So I think that was planted by my wife, but we'll see.
We'll find out.
Listen to this.
But she's got a planned C-section, so let leave it for the moment. Bring it up.
Leave it for the moment.
Later.
Well, we come to the last episode before that, Rob.
Yes.
The end of it. Small business shout outs.
Yes, let's do it. Hi there, Rob and Josh. Please let me start. I'm a massive fan of you both and find you absolutely excellent. And I'm a strong follower and giggler. Less of the fucking ass licking. We're going to say the shout out anyway. Don't need to do that. secondly, I'm currently pregnant with my third baby and your podcast got me through lockdowns and traveling to work. Thirdly, please can give my business some love and give me a shout out. I run a business called Mummy Massage. I specialise in pregnancy, postnatal and Swedish massage across Farnborough, Chislehurst, Bromley, Beckenham and Bexley Heath. Probably further afield as well, but southeast and Kent. I also have a downloadable baby massage course online for caregivers to access and purchase. This is Alex Mummy Massage. Mummy Massage UK.co.uk or Facebook, it's Mummy Massage, and Instagram, it's Mummy Massage. So if you want a massage, go and speak to Mummy Massage. And that's Alex. It'd be funny if that was I specialise in pregnant women's massages. My name's Ian from Telford, 53. But that's Alex.
Hey, Rob and Josh. Firstly, we're all super mega fans of the podcast. So a huge thank you. Secondly, we've launched a business. It's called That Works For Me. We launched it just over a year ago, 6 weeks before COVID ruined our lives. Something like 75% of women drop or change their careers after having children because businesses aren't able to flex around family life. And we think that's shit. Particularly as all these women have spent all their pre-children lives establishing brilliant careers. Our website connects all these amazing parents and carers with growing businesses that need help, but not on a full-time basis. The business gets someone brilliant and the children get to see their parents. A win-win for everyone. Our website is thatworksforme.co.uk. It takes a minute to sign up, then they can start looking for flexible work. Or if you run a business of your own and you need some expert help, then think of us first. We're super affordable and our talented members are bloody brilliant. From Jess, Nick, Jem, Charlotte, Roxy and the two Emilies. That is a great idea, Rob.
Yes, it is.
Because it is very difficult. For instance, TV is a very difficult industry for women who've just had children to go back into because it's so... The hours are so long and it's kind of not very flexible. So I think that is a great idea. Thatworksforme.co.uk.
Give it a check it out. And Mummy Massage. Right, that's our small business shout outs. Josh, good luck. And let's speak Friday. That'll be pre-recorded as well, won't it? We're pre-recording that. And then we should have the first baby update next Tuesday.
And in real life, Rob, we're going for my final drink tomorrow night.
Yes, we're having a business meetup, aren't we, Josh?
Yes, but it is outside.
It is outside.
Socially distanced, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, all that.
Because it's a business meetup, we could do it inside, although we wouldn't be able to consume any alcohol.
Oh, is that the rule?
I don't know.
Okay. Business. But well, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Merch. Maybe some merch.
Maybe some merch.
Oh, would you buy some merch? What would you want in the merch? That'd be good. What merch would you want? I think we need to get sort of... Baby Grows with something on.
Yeah.
Any quotes from the show that you would buy on a mug?
I think...
Keep it simple, babe. Right, see you next week.
See you later.
Friday. See you on Friday.
Friday. Oh, my word.